Good morning, everyone, and greetings in Jesus' name to each one this morning. Thank you to the ones of you that brought coffee and cinnamon rolls for us at Sunday school. That was very nice. And it's good to have all of our visitors here. Gerald and Abby, it's good to have you all back home again. Each one, we're glad to have you here this morning. I was talking to my dad here several years ago, and we were going through a time with one of our small children at the time, and I was asking his advice, and he was sharing some stories from when when I was young, and so I just asked him, but I said, so what was the stage that you enjoyed the most of your children? And Dad said, I enjoyed every stage just as much as the last. He said, as I went through each one, I thought, this is my favorite. And then I said, no, this one is. He said, I realized that every stage was wonderful. And I loved being your dad. I loved watching you grow up. And he said, and now I love watching you be fathers. I love watching my sons be dads. And with Father's Day today, I'm thinking of the good things that being a father has brought into my life, the blessings of fatherhood. And this is a very short list. It's not nearly comprehensive. And I'd love to hear from some of you fathers later what some of your blessings are in regard to this. I was so blessed by the Sunday school devotional this morning. One thought that William had there of guarding our hearts, filtering input, and filling with truth. Thought that was an excellent definition of guarding our hearts. So the title of my devotional this morning is Fortunate Fathers. One of the first things that I think of as a blessing of being a father is being able to see the world through the eyes of a child. And I see in the Bible that God, our Father, does this as well. In Psalm 103:14, it says, for he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. It means God looks at things at our level. He knows how we feel. He knows how we look at things. And when I see God talking with Job, in Job 38 through 41, I see God reveling in the way that he is opening Job's eyes and able basically to see these wonderful things of creation through essentially a child's eyes. And so he asked Job things like this, behold now Behemoth, which I made with thee. Canst thou draw Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? Canst thou put a hook into his nose, or bore his jaw through with a thorn? Will he make supplications unto thee? Will he speak soft words unto thee? Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail? Canst thou send lightnings that they may go, and say unto thee, here we are? And there's lots more in there as well, where God was basically telling Job, see all these wonderful things? What can you do with them? Can you make something like this? How do you experience this? And that's one of the blessings of being a father. It's a blessing to be able to show our children the world for the first time, to revel in the excitement of minnows, fireflies, music, campfires, books, baby animals, amazing animals, stars, thunderstorms, flowers, and Bible stories. There's a thrill in seeing the rapt attention as children learn Bible stories for the first time, hear about the size of Goliath, and in hearing their innocent inquiries, things like, why is the sky blue? It's also a blessing to be able to help guide our children through life. The Bible says, honor thy father and mother, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. As fathers and mothers, that puts a lot of responsibility on us. That's a lot of confidence that's put in us, that if we're honored, it's going to go well for our children. That's implying that we're going to have good advice for them. We're going to have good things to say to them. That's a lot of confidence that's put in us. But it's a blessing to be able to be in that position where we can guide our children, where we're also learning from God, and we're teaching our children to learn from God as well. Another blessing of being a father is thrilling to our children's success. 3 John verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And that's what success truly looks like. But there's other successes in life as well. Seeing your child successfully face a fear, control their temper, initiate an apology, offer forgiveness, cheerfully do a chore, promptly obey, quietly submit, be a friend. It's a thrill when your child tries hard on a test, pleases an employer, overcomes an obstacle, learns a new skill, expands their horizon. These are things that our children succeed in, and it's a thrill as we see them succeed. Proverbs 23:24 says, "The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him." And we are fortunate fathers to share in our children's successes. Another blessing of being a father is learning so that we can teach. Job 34:32 says, "That which I see not, teach thou me." And this was talking to God. And we might often be looking for the right answer ourselves. Like I said, that's a lot of confidence that gets put in parents that they're going to have good advice for their children. But it's a blessing to help our children learn where to go for answers, how to find answers, how to look for them, where good places are for answers. Acts 2:28 says, "Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance." And if we want our children to learn about God, we have to learn about him. If we want them to have a relationship with God, we have to show them how this is done. As God teaches us, we learn to teach our children. And we're fortunate fathers because sometimes we have to look things up. Some of their questions we don't know the answers to. And we have to figure out the answer for them. And they get to see us learn. And they get to see us wrestle with questions in life. And it's a good experience for us both as we learn these things together. It's a blessing to learn something alongside of our children. And there's a blessing in being taught by our children. My final point is adoration equals accountability. And I know this changes as children change and as they go into different ages. But basically what I'm saying with this is as they look up to us, that makes us then accountable for our own lives and our own actions. And that's a blessing to be held accountable. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1 says, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Can we say that to our children? Can we say, if you follow me, you'll see how to follow Christ? That's a tremendous responsibility, but it's a blessing that we're being held accountable. It's a blessing that our children can look at us and say, "Dad, this isn't lining up with the things that you've told me. This isn't lining up with what the Bible is saying." And being held accountable to that is a blessing. We're fortunate fathers to be held accountable for our actions, to be looked up to and held to the standards that we expect of our children. Can my children follow me and see the way to Christ? It's a blessing to be accountable to my children for the way I act, for the way that I interact, and for the way that I react. So in conclusion, we're fortunate fathers because we're fortunate children. We can all learn from our great Father God. If our children are to be blessed, the best thing we can do is show them how blessed we are by living a life that echoes the blessings we have received. Let's stand for prayer. Our eternal Father in heaven, we come to you this morning thanking you for all your rich gifts to us. I thank you for the fathers that are here this morning, and I pray that you would just bless each home that's represented here today, that it would be a home that is lived for you. And Lord, we know that not all homes have fathers this morning. I just pray a special blessing on those, that you would be a father there and help us to step in where we need to and be helpful and responsible. I pray that you'd be with Brother David as he brings the message to us now, that you would open our hearts to what you have for us and that you would just speak to us through him. Pray that you'd be with those who are not able to be here this morning for health reasons or traveling or whatever else it might be. Pray that you'd be with Murray and the ordination there in Farmington, that you would be present there. Pray also for Ed and Judy this morning for your presence and healing. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.